Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willard Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Willard Nixon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Cal Abrams. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Durham. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Kellard. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chuck Deering. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams hits a ball on the ground into right field. Pearsall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Abrams moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young bunts towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Abrams moves to third. One out. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Deering. White reaches second base with a double. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 0 in the game. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Young reaches second base with a double. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Durham moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellert hits a pop-up in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 1 in the game. Deering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. White hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 0 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Deering settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aganis scoops it up and throws to first, with Nixon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis is 0 for 2 in the game. Aganis hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 2 in the game. Deering hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Abrams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Abrams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Abrams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Young hits a line drive into center field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Coleman scores. Abrams goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops it up and throws to first, with Coleman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to second. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. White moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Willard Nixon. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. There goes White trying to get to home. Deering throws the ball into Courtney, who tags White, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Consolo moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sid Hudson now pitching. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Frank Kellert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellert is 0 for 3 in the game. Kellert bunts towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kellert moves to second. Chuck Deering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deering is 0 for 3 in the game. Deering hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Abrams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-3 in the game. Aganez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kellert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aganez for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.